Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We go to Ukraine right now to talk to Joseph Lindsley. And Joseph, sadly, what happened yesterday in Highland Park is close to life in Ukraine. And I'm sure you heard the news there, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. And good afternoon from Ukraine. And yeah, my sympathies to everyone there. And it's, we see what a mess we all can make of the world. And in Ukraine, before the war, this is a very peaceful society. It's very difficult to live in isolation here. I think that is a problem in America. You know, it's easy for people to sort of fall off, the trajectory of a good life and become sort of a psychopath, like you witnessed in Chicago. I see here people starting to lose, I'll put it this way, Bob. On Friday, when you asked me, had I taken a break since the beginning of the war, I realized I really hadn't. I took yesterday, the 4th of July, to really have a break. And I spent the day speaking with many friends with whom I had not spoken in a while. And everyone is on the edge of kind of losing it. It really is. Like, most of our conversations yesterday were, and probably similar conversations that everyone in Chicagoland has had since yesterday, were about death and, very dark things. We talked a lot about freedom and what does it mean. There was a lot of conversation about America and the idea of American independence, which Ukrainians really appreciate. In fact, the military band was playing yesterday in the main square of Lviv, American patriotic songs. So there was a great appreciation for America. But all of our conversations yesterday, we talked about, are we afraid of death? Is it better to die cleanly or to lose a limb? are questions Americans have to think about going to school or going to events. And Ukrainians are also considering the same thing. Today, I had wanted to speak to you from a mountain town, but I missed my train this morning, and it was a sign that I did have a good break, even amid the difficult time. I went in the evening with an American girl, a volunteer here, to the home of one of my best friends and his fiance, and we just forgot about all the bad news all around the world for a few hours, and it was nice to have. It's important to have those moments. We missed the curfew. There's a strict curfew at 11 o'clock, and we carried on beyond. When we were getting back into the center, the alarm went off at about 3 o'clock in the morning, which was a reminder, okay, the break is over. We're back to it. But I did realize the great value of taking those breaks. And anyway, so I missed my train. I missed my train this morning, but I'm glad I did, because we do, even amid all the carnage, we got to stay human. We have to stay connected to each other.
Yeah, talking about staying connected, I read an interesting report about the lack of radios that the forces there in Ukraine have. And what happens there is, and we hear a lot about getting long-range weapons to compete with Russia's superior firepower. But on a much smaller note, just as important, getting the radios so the fighting soldiers there can communicate with one another. It's so important. I read a story about how these National Guard sergeants there had a problem because a platoon's flank was exposed to Russian forces. They were approaching, and he needed to tell his men, but he couldn't. And for 15 soldiers spread across a defensive line stretching about 200 yards, there were only two radios. And no matter how much this soldier yelled into the surrounding forest, I mean, there was the din of artillery, and he couldn't get a response.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. And, when we get so many requests, a lot of the fundraising is disappearing now. But usually we could only get two radios to, about 20 guys at a time. If anyone wants to help, you can radios, the good Motorola ones are about $60, and we welcome donations at UkrainianFreedomNews.com. But the Ukrainians, they need better weapons. I mean, and there's a big question where all the aid money, like, I've been trying to investigate, talking to friends in Washington, where is this money going? That's still a big question. But meanwhile, we work to plug these little gaps. And, you know, in that city that we talked about last week, Lysychansk, that's fallen. And I looked at the map today, and the Russians have made significant gains. They were making very small gains, but now they've taken a lot more land. And that's exactly what these guys are and what they need to be able to communicate with each other. And, Ukrainians have the courage, but they need better tools and more tools. And right now it's looking quite bleak.
There's also a report about the food supply here in the United States and everywhere around the world, because President Zelensky is saying up to 60 million tons of grain could be stuck in Ukraine by the fall. That is a problem that's going to get worse as this war drags on, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to imagine things could get worse, but I think that they will get worse. And there are improvements at exporting the grain via train and trucks into Romania and to Poland. There's no way. I mean, that can't compete with the volume that Ukrainians could ship through the Black Sea. So, and the Black Sea, the Ukrainians retook Snake Island, which maybe could help, but it's still too risky because of the mines in the sea. And yeah, it's the only solution to this is total victory for Ukraine and removing that power in the Kremlin.
And it's important to support what's going on over there, not only monetarily, but also by displaying flags. And let's give away another one of those authentic Ukrainian flags from the WGN Flag Company to caller 9 right now. 312-981-7200 if you want one of those flags. Ninth caller, 312-981-7200. Joseph, I was thinking of you over the weekend. I was on a bike trail in the city, and I went over a bridge, and someone on the railing had tied two pieces of blue cloth and yellow cloth to the railing. I guess they didn't have a Ukrainian flag, but wanted to show support. And that's always something I know you are glad to hear, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, we need, it's good to know that we're not forgotten. And I want, everyone there to know, how Ukrainians, not only with what happened yesterday, it was Highland Park, all right? With all the struggles that Americans have been having, Ukrainians sympathize with that. And that's a big topic of conversation here. So while you see the Ukrainian flags in Chicago, you know that people here care about America. And they were singing in English American patriotic songs yesterday. To honor our independence.
That's really something. I also want to share this text with you. I'm looking at a photograph, and the message says, "Hi, Bob, thanks. I just won a flag. Please tell Joseph about our support of Ukraine. This is our display on our front lawn. Love to you and Joe." And there's a picture of the flag right on the front lawn in front of a tree. And, it's a big flag. It's like 3 feet by 5 feet. So this is good to see. And also, let's say way to go and congratulations to Norbert, who just won the flag a couple of minutes ago. He's from the Northwest side, and Norbert will send one of those flags out to you, and with our congratulations and thanks from me and from everybody at the station, and also from Joseph. So Joseph, you mentioned the trains. So with all that's going on, the trains basically still run on time there?
Yeah, as long as you can get up in time to catch it.
That's a universal problem.
They run, exceedingly well, and the trains are very comfortable here. When I was on the long cross-country trip, I had my own room, and it's a nice time just to step aside and think and write. Mm-hmm. But the trains have been keeping the country going, and there's a point where you really see the resilience where, everyone is calm in the train stations and cheerful enough. There are... You hear difficult stories, and when I was talking with people at the station who come from the city of Lysychansk, and their hometown has been destroyed, trains are always a good place to connect to people in that way. But amazingly, they keep going, and I think the air defense has been protecting them, but I'm sort of amazed that infrastructure is still intact.
Yes, it is. It is amazing. Well, glad you had a break. We all need one here too, and we'll connect tomorrow. And be safe, Joseph. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.